Day, it's the Waterberg by Elephant. Learning to weld the handy bread oven. Medicinal plants in KZN. Winter fashion with the entrepreneurial to any family. Buckhut's Altus Theatre and new wife sets Kapomplitzen at home. And March tips for your kitchen garden. Pasella, Wednesday, 7:30, SABC 2.
Afternoon Talk on SAFM.
The next 5 minutes or so, we're chatting to Zubeda Jaffish. She's the author of a piece called We Need a Fresh National Narrative. And that is our big question on the show today on SAFM. In fact, do we need a fresh national narrative? And if so, what in fact is that? And who sort of puts it all together? Some of the SMSs we've had, the Zimbabwe electoral roll has not been updated since 1999 from Lindell. Not sure how that answers this question, Lindell. And there's a couple more that I'll read that in a second. We can only achieve the ideal state when all groups are not feeling sidelined. Only then urge to put each group ahead of the other fall away from Donald. Rather thought-provoking there. Narrative going forward, a leader that is not corrupt, a nation that wants to work, unions that can be in Port Elizabeth. So, Mayor Jaffa, I'll get to the other callers, but just your thoughts on that, because some of the callers are suggesting that the narrative, you know, pre-1990 was pretty simple. We all there united behind a country sort of out to topple the apartheid regime. And very quickly we realized that even amongst the ANC and the PAC and ZAPO, they're all vying for leadership positions. And so that united narrative then was thrown away very quickly. There's a sense now that we're rather divided in our own individual narratives. How do we put it all together?
Well, I don't have a simple solution, but we could start by talking, you know, talking wherever we are. Like, we are talking on the campus,
mm-hmm.
and we could talk and start saying, maybe first on a smaller level, you know, what is our, how do we understand our situation and how do we want to see ourselves in 20 years' time? But we do have the National Planning Commission, we have the elements of a possible story that is there. There's Vision 2030, where the mission explains where we want to be in 30 years' time. The only thing is with that, it's such a, for me, it's such a whole lot of things that how does it inspire people to action? And so we need a concise interpretation of our present difficulties and then a precise focus on where we want to be. And that we can all buy into. And I don't think it will matter. I mean, it doesn't mean we've got to stop being who we are. No longer believe in the fact that many of us were involved in liberating this country,
mm-hmm.
or many of us, you know, did various things that we want to be proud of. But it means that we understand the conditions that we are in now in the world. And it's a very different set of conditions than we had 20, 30 years ago.
Indeed, okay. Quick call from Durban, Joe, hi.
Hi, Joe and Sabine, how are you?
Fine, you?
All right, I'm going to squeal you now. Ashraf, you know this lady grew up in front of me in Weinberg, eh?
Okay, well, that's how she's inspired.
but unlike her, I grew a lot more older.
All right, and ideas are fresh as well, understandably. Okay, go for it, Joe.
Zubeda, I like what you're doing, and I actually like what you're saying, and this is actually not what we need. We actually need this nowadays, because I look at my experience, and welcome to you seeing how the Afrikaner is thinking and saying and stuff like that. I basically, in Durban is my base, but I go to places like Piet Retief and hear what Afrikaans people say and do there. And then I go to a rural area in Isitebi and I see what the black people say there. Mm. And all of them have various narratives, as you would say.
Yeah.
And my children have actually attended formerly modern sea school.
Mm.
And if I look at some of those children, and I normally just observe them, I don't really take part in what they do and what they say, but I normally observe, and what I see is there's little groupings that will still stay and hang out with each other, but there's others that's really ready to move on in mixing and
yeah.
finding their own future and finding their own feet in walking their own path type
yes.
of thing, you know?
Yes.
And I must be able to tell you that I don't have a problem with three people, but I see three people have a problem in this country right at this moment in time. And the one is Julius Malema, who's telling the youngsters that he's just being poor and struggle, although he's rolling in the millions. You understand what I'm saying? Then you get Professor Jonathan Janssen, who's battling and battling with all the races, and nobody really thinks... If he says something good about the one,
Joe, I'm going to push you.
If he says something bad about the other one's back up.
Joe, last
and
one?
And the other one is Lindiwe Masibuko. She is also trying to tell all the people that it's fine to be whoever you are, just let us all walk the same path.
Joe, I'm going to have to go. Thanks for the call. Interesting points he brings up, and maybe we could talk about Weinberg in the Cape some other time. Right, just last caller as we get on to Newstand for Tatsi in Pretoria. Quick point, please. Hi.
For me, it's when you talk about this narrative, you know, narratives are about power, are about those who dominate society. For instance, Armenians today, even today, countries are criminalizing a denial that there was a genocide. It is a crime in most European countries to say genocide did not happen. But in this country, the kind of genocide that took place here is free for all. And lastly, what you think about the kids at University of Free State, what I always say is that for those kids to even pretend that they are friends, they are working together, the black ones have to make a supreme sacrifice, give up their language, go to the language, either English or Afrikaans, for those relationships to exist.
Okay.
If the black ones get stuck on their languages, these relationships will not happen.
All right.
So it's not built on equality, on respect, and on dignity for all the parties in the relationship.
Okay, that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you so much for your final comment. I'm going to wrap up with Zubeda Jaffa just for the next 30 seconds, just after the news headlines. Let's get to the news headlines first.
The presidency says its legal team is studying the implications of the Supreme Court of decision. The court earlier today ruled that the decision to drop the fraud and corruption charges against President Jacob Zuma can be reviewed following the Democratic Alliance's application. Angry protesters have stoned a police nyala carrying the mayor of Sidi Bang, Simon Mofokeng, to the volatile Sharpeville township in the Vaal. Several cars have also been vandalized. And Queen Elizabeth is about to make a rare address to both houses of the British Parliament in Westminster Hall to mark her diamond jubilee on the throne. Details at 3 o'clock.
Thanks for that, Rutsile. Right, Dr. Claudel Fanak, the CEO of the Institute of Internal Auditors of South Africa, in the spotlight after 3. Don't miss that. Should be a really, really interesting chat. And, of course, we go tech media for the next half an hour. Your questions, what answers do you want from your tech problems? Well, a chance for you to call in right now. I've got the editor of the Mimbern website to answer your calls, 0891 104207. Just let's wrap up with...